Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. Today I want to talk about live you. Fully embrace who you are, fully embrace your purpose in life, and we have to have a joy behind that. So live you. I want us to live into all God has for us individually as well as collectively. And I want to talk about the five P's of life. Now, it's time for us to truly, we keep talking about being ready to move beyond the status quo. And I want you this morning to listen in. Take notes if you're not driving or sitting at your desk and experience a real life transformation. So let's get started. The first P is personal. And why do I say personal? This journey, this life journey is a personal journey for you. It's a personal relationship between you and Jesus Christ. It's personal. It's a personal relationship between you and all of those who you surround yourself with. It's personal. When we talk about being personal, we are truly wrestling with who we are on the inside, our weaknesses as well as our strengths. We also need to look at what brings us joy and what brings us disappointment. We need to stop putting a Band-Aid over life situations and truly live into the moment and into all that God has for you and for me. The second P is that it's time for us to take hold of the power of Jesus Christ. So it's powerful. It's personal. It's also powerful. If you're walking around this life feeling depleted, defeated, and as if you have been conquered, you're not living into what God has for you. God has all power. He has all power. And because God sent his son, Jesus, to die for you and for me, and he rose again on the third day with all power in his hands, that is a redemption process that we should be excited about. So we should live out that power. I'll give you an example. This past weekend, we had the greatest time at Savvy, a transformational weekend experience. And, you know, each time I'm looking at the fact that, wow, this one was better than the last one. And I'm not sure if it was actually better, but it was a different group of women. But there was some cohesiveness. There was some power in that room. There was excitement in the room. There was implementation that was taking place with businesses and ministries and nonprofits. The women were united. We were networking with each other. Excuse me. We were building each other up. There was this anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ that just sort of hovered upon us. It just fell upon us. And I know it had a lot to do with how much many people were joining together in prayer and praying for the collective weekend, people who were on site as well as people who was off site. There were a team of people just praying and covering Savvy, a transformational weekend experience. And what happened with Savvy, this again, I'll never be able to duplicate. I can never expect the same thing. But this is what happens. That event actually wears me out. It wears me out to no end. I give it everything that I have. And by the time I get home, all I want to do is go to sleep. I was just so excited about the experience of the women and what took place that soon thereafter, it was like darts from the enemy just started coming my way, just trying to distract me, trying to take me off course. And I had to recognize what was really going on. But when we have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ on our side, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we have to live into that power that the Lord gives us. We have to live you. So it's personal, it's powerful, and then we have purpose. It is so past time that we understand and embrace our purpose. What God has for you, it is for you. Embrace the purpose that God has for you. Yes, you get weary. Yes, you get tired. But that's when you have to walk into that joy, be in tune with God's power, understand the personal relationship you have with the Lord Jesus Christ, and live out your purpose. It's about your purpose. It's not if you're just doing the daily habits that come along each and every day, you are not fully living out your purpose. Your purpose is something that brings about a joy. It brings about, no matter how tired you are, you can still conquer this. It takes you to another level in Jesus Christ, a new dimension with Him, seeking Him and enjoying Him and praying for Him. Last week, it was on a Thursday, I was in this place of, okay, God, what's next? Just questions and asking the Lord, what's really going on and how do I move beyond where I am currently and what is next for me? And I was having a conversation with someone, and they sent me this beautiful song that talks about, yes, you can. And, you know, yes, you can conquer, and yes, you can stand, and yes, you can walk in your purpose. Yes, you can. And ladies and gentlemen, today I'm just really drawn to say to you, yes, you can. Stop avoiding your purpose. Stop running away from those things that may be challenging for you, and face those things head on. The other piece, we have personal, we have powerful, we have purpose. Now, we've been talking for a long time, the series on the positions of prayer. And we were talking about being ready to pray. Well, now we have to really get into that position. Throughout the entire Blog Talk Radio broadcast with Monday Morning Joy from our very beginning, and it's now been 2 years, we've been incorporating prayer. It's now time that we take hold and truly pray. Stop complaining, stop whining, and pray. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We have to live into this joy. We have to pray. We have to, you know, I want to even change something that we usually hear, you know, pray about your situation. Well, I'm going to say praise your way out that situation. And begin to pray, giving God thanks. You know, have your prayer this week be all thanks. Don't ask God for one thing. You know, just be thankful. And so instead of saying, God, can you bless me with the financial blessing? Pray, God, I want to thank you for the financial blessing that's not only coming my way, but it's coming throughout my entire community. It's coming throughout the entire body of Christ around the world. God, thank you for healing my body. God, not just my body, but everyone who may be dealing with a health issue. God, thank you for transforming my mind, not just my mind, but everybody's mind throughout the body of Christ. God, thank you for reconciliation of relationships. Turn that prayer into a thanksgiving type of praise and prayer. Let's thank God in advance. That is a form of prayer. That's a conversation that you're having with the Lord. God, I thank you. God, I bless you. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's personal. It's powerful. There's a purpose. There's position to pray. And then there's the final P is praise. Let's begin to praise the Lord. I want to read something to you out of Psalm 103. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul. all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth will be renewed like the eagles. These are all the benefits. These are things that God is saying that he's doing. He is forgiving all your sins. He's healing all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth will be renewed. Your youth would be renewed. I want you for a moment to think about your youth days. Think about your youth days. No ailments, no cares in the world. You were just going on about your days. You were taking risks. You were going after your purpose. You were striving. You were doing great things. It's time for us to return to that mindset. We cannot allow life to beat us down to the place where our joy is gone and our praise is being contained and our prayers have been put on mute or on in this place of being idle, or our purpose has decreased or forgotten about, or we act as if we have no power and we're not looking at this personal relationship that we have with Christ. It's time for us to deal with all of those things. There's so much going on in this world today, and if we allow the things going on in the world to beat us down, we will not be able to deal with or to survive this life journey. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, where it talks about those who seek me will humble themselves, seek my ways, hear my voice, then and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. And I paraphrase that. I didn't look it up, but that you know that's the gist of that scripture there. It's time for us to truly lean into what God has for us. I want this week for you to be a week of joy. I want you to truly live you, live into all God has for you individually as well as collectively. Incorporate these five P's into your life and truly take it upon yourself to move beyond the status quo. What was working may not be working anymore, so you're going to have to change some things. You're going to have to change some things. There may be a time of wrestle. There may be a time of struggle. But your ultimate goal is to live into the joy of the Lord that he has for you. There's joy in the Lord, not defeat. There's joy in the Lord. There's victory in the Lord. There are great things in the Lord. It's time for us to walk into our inheritance because Jesus has already paid the price. I am praying for the day, especially, I know we have women on the men on the broadcast as well, but I'm really praying today, especially for women, that we would come together in unity and be united one with another and to truly love each other with all that God has for us. Truly love one another. Truly live your life of joy. Stop the competitiveness. Stop the attack. Stop all of this stuff that's not even glorifying God. It's personal. It's powerful. There's purpose, position to pray, and praise. I truly love you. I don't know who's all on the broadcast, but I can truly say that my heart, when I pray for many of you, whether by name or not, that God knows the plans he has for you. I believe in that scripture. I believe it with everything that I have. And I, too, want the best for you. You are worth it. You matter. So go out this day and live you.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.